Everyone, and welcome to Team Liquid's podcast presented by me, GTR, and along with me will be Hayoko. Today we'll be talking about the Pro League playoffs. Hayoko, introduce yourself to the listeners out there.
My name is Hayoko. I do the Pro League coverage. I also occasionally write articles on things like numbers. I am a mod in TL. That's it.
Alright, so in this podcast, I'm assuming we're going to hear lots and lots of statistics, I assume.
A decent amount of numbers. We'll see. I'm trying to load some up, and I don't have as many as I wanted sitting in front of me, so we'll see how it goes.
Alright. So as I said before, today we'll be talking about the Pro League playoffs. The fifth round of the Shinhan Bank Pro League for this season has just ended. We're going to the postseason, and the first week we'll be having 3rd versus 6th, SK Telecom T1 against CJ Entis, and the second game will be NBC Game Hero, the 4th team, against We Made Fox, the 5th team. How about you explain the Pro League playoff system to those unaware of it?
So basically what happens is the 3rd and 6th place teams play, and then the 4th and 5th place teams play, and the winner of that plays each other. And then the winner of that game plays the team that finished second. And then the winner of that game plays the team that finished first. So it's like this super convoluted, really huge, multi-tiered system for reasons that I don't think anyone really understands. But what ends up happening is it means that KT and STX have a huge advantage going in here because they're going to be playing quite a bit less games than the teams who finished third through sixth.
Yeah, about those rankings, we always knew that KT would most likely end up on top because of Flash. I mean, it's KT Flash. What I want to talk about, just for a bit, is STX's position at number 2. Number 2 is a very important position, as you know, because you get that 2-week, you know, leniency where you can just practice and basically rest. What I want to talk about is NBC's chance of being able to take over that second place position, failing. They had two opportunities the past week, and one of them was against WeMade, I believe. I don't know. Do you remember?
No,
the
I think
they
it was
sent out Jaehoon for Ace.
Yeah.
Yeah. Do you have
second time this year too?
Yeah. Like you, if I was the coach, I would send out C or Light, but Jaehoon.
Yeah, I don't know if you've seen any recent graphs of what NBC's, where their wins are coming from, but something like 75% of the team's overall win, like just aggregate total wins, are coming from C or Light. So it's a little weird that they would send anyone but them, especially given that the maps tend to be rather Terran-favored. So even on those maps, it's kind of an odd choice, I guess.
Definitely, and we should also consider that C and Light are basically carrying the team of NBC Game Hero. Jaehoon, Saint, Saint especially, he lost to the rookie AnyPP, I believe, from KT Rollstar, which was a very disappointing performance from him. So, because they've sucked the last week, they've gone down to fourth, they've relinquished third position to SK Telecom T1, and they are going to face a very tough game against We Made Fox this coming round.
I agree.
All right, so we'll go on to the playoff games. We'll start with SK versus CJ. Is there anything you want to talk about before we go on to it?
Well, specifically, I was thinking that it's super awesome just to watch Snow play. But the problem is that I'm more of an SKT fan, so I guess the fan in me would prefer to see SKT do well, but who knows what's going to happen. I think CJ's lineup is probably better overall, so it's going to be an interesting match once they get down to the players who are not their top four, the guys we don't see a whole lot often, or super often. So it'll be interesting to see what happens, especially given that there are three best of sevens.
Yeah, definitely. I actually disagree with you. As much as I love CJ, I do not think they have the depth to beat SKT in this game. Because, let's face it, they're not the CJ of 06-07. They don't have Savior. They don't have much. They don't have... I don't think they have the depth that will lead him through the playoffs. Like, I mean, you got Snow, but he's very inconsistent, you have to admit. He lost the MVP in the MSL, which is quite awful. Sky High, he can't play for crap, to be honest. He can only do TVT, and that's about it. Iris, he can show his
style. Did Sky High lose last time they played against SKT?
I don't remember.
He lost to S2 or something.
SKT, on the other hand, they have their Zergs. Let's talk about their Zergs, actually, led by Hyuk. But also, surprisingly, S2. If you want to talk about that, S2's performance.
So S2 is interesting because for the past 18 months, maybe, I've been hearing from Zulu Nation, who watches basically every replay that ever comes out, that S2 is this amazing, amazing Zerg. And except every time you see him on TV, he doesn't really do that well. So I keep crossing my fingers that someday he's going to come out and just amaze everyone. And over the past maybe 6 weeks, he's finally actually been winning games and looking pretty good when doing it. So my hope here is that S2 in particular has just gotten over his fear of being on TV. But it'll be interesting to see how he plays in the playoffs, because I'm not super confident that any of these players really understand what a higher pressure situation is like, given that they have never really done all that well in a Star League, so.
Yeah, definitely. Although you have to do consider Hyuk, he did all kill STX in the Masters series during the offseason last year, which is pretty funny. We should also talk about that the other SKT Zerg that we keep seeing, which is Su, and he has provided some pretty rubbish performances lately. What do you think of Su in regards to what SKT will send out for their lineups?
Well, he's definitely the worst of the three Zergs, but I've always had the feeling that when they're choosing which Zerg to send out, it's more of a kind of a random choice. You see Hyuk and S2 sent out pretty interchangeably, and so I'm not super confident that whichever one is actually best will be the ones we see. I'm pretty sure that because it's the best of seven, S2 and Su and Hyuk will see play at least two of the days. So I think he'll probably see play. I'm not real happy about him going out, but he's not necessarily horrible. He's not an auto loss against a lot of the CJ lineup, so we'll see how that pans out.
Do you think we might see the sending out of Maestro, the guy that stole Savior's nickname?
Probably not, but I have my fingers crossed. I'd like to see him.
All right, so going off on the Zergs, we'll talk about the Protoss line, and we obviously know about Best and Bisou. Bisou, actually, with a recent surge of great performances. Do you think Bisou's recent performance will snowball into the playoffs?
I'm going to say yes, a tentative yes. He looks pretty strong. He looks like he used to look. He's having flashes of brilliance, I guess I'll say. He looks pretty good. His multitasking looks decent for once. I'm pretty confident that he feels nice. I'm hoping that it's kind of a momentum thing and that he'll have his confidence back and show us exactly what we used to see this time last year when he was just crushing everyone left and right.
Yeah, definitely. And from what I've seen with Best, he's playing okay, but not like the top of his game. But do you also think that Best will be able to bring it up to the next level?
See, that's a good way to say it. I feel kind of like that's with both CJ and SKT, that's sort of how everyone on their team is. They're all playing good, but not really. I don't know if any of them are really on the top of their game right now.
Yeah, definitely.
And so I'm definitely hoping to see some good games. I think they're pretty evenly matched, so it'll be a really interesting series.
All right, going off from Protoss, we'll go on to the Terrans. We've obviously got Fantasy, who's basically, in my opinion, SKT's ace now. But we've also got those. They're not great Terrans, but they're still SKT Terrans. They're decent. So we've got Kanata, and we also got the newcomer, or not newcomer, but the third in line of the SK Terran line, which is Sasak. And let's start off with talking about Kanata. He's a very boring player, there's no doubting about that. Do you think he'll be able to do well in the playoffs for SKT?
he finally got a win this last week, so I'm hoping. It seems unlikely. He's definitely a weak link in their lineup.
All right, and what about Sasak? I mean, he did show a decent first game against Jadong in the Korean Air Star League, but after that, he just got brutalized so badly.
Yeah, I'm actually looking at his games right now because I don't remember the last time I saw him play. I don't know a whole lot about this guy right now.
Yeah, I believe he has a very fantasy style like play, in my opinion. He uses Valkyries and all that jazz, but his decision making times is pretty awful.
The curse of being a Terran, I guess.
Yep. So after talking about all the SKT lineups, what do you think will be the ideal six? I guess the six main players for SKT against CJ.
Well, unlike a lot of teams, SKT really only has about six players because for some reason they never seem to develop a B team. So I think the six is actually reasonably obvious. It's probably going to be Boxer might see a game. That'd be interesting.
It'll be interesting for Boxer. But I really doubt he'll come out.
I don't know. Probably not. You're probably right. But we'll definitely see Bisou and Best, Fantasy, more than likely Kanata, and then Hyuk and S2 are by far the most likely six, I think. So has a pretty good chance of being played. Maybe Maestro. I don't know.
All right. I agree with you, except I do think that Kanata might not play. They might introduce Su, or they'll introduced Sack. I don't see Timonis Maestro or any of the other B team or the lower ranked A team members going out against CJ. Let's go on to CJ. Players such as Sky High, Snow, to an extent, Movie sort of ish, they're not living up to their expectations. What do you think of that?
Yeah, like I was saying earlier, I think it's one of those teams where everyone on it has the potential to be really good, and every once in a while you see these flashes of brilliance. Like, Iris played really beautifully for about a month in the last two rounds maybe. But then, they all seem to be playing a little bit below their cap right now. So you have all these players who could be really great, but are probably going to be more just, like, good.
Yeah, if CJ... As I said before, if CJ wants to make it to the finals, players such as Snow, Movie, Sky High, Iris have to step up the game. I don't think Effort is in a sort of... What do you think about Effort? He's not playing his best, but he hasn't been playing as much of a pro league as he has been playing individuals.
He's definitely not playing his best when you see him in the individual leagues, but I always feel like players like that really step it up in pro league. Generally, it might just be because generally they're playing against weaker opponents, and this might not necessarily be the case, but I think that we're going to see him play a little bit better than we have over the last 3 weeks, maybe. He definitely looks like he can still be good.
Yeah, if he sends out a performance like he did against in the playoffs last year against Samsung and Sparkies, I do think they will be able to get to the finals. I want to talk about the smaller talents of CJ, like I don't know how to say his name, Byung.
Yeah, Byung, I guess.
Yeah, Byung and possibly Orion might be in the lineup. I know.
Oh yeah, Orion's on their team, isn't he?
Yeah, Orion.
He saw some play this last move, or Orion, I guess, I don't know.
I know, but we also got Orion, NVS, which is quite an interesting possibility.
NBS, who I would like to see, but I think if he plays, he is much more likely to lose than he is to win.
Yeah, I think they're going to rely mostly on Snow and Movie. Leading on, we'll talk about the possible lineups. Let's start with the Terrans. We've got the staple in Sky High, but for the next inline Terran, we've got Bibyong and Iris. Who the two do you think will get the nod?
I would lean towards Iris. He's seen a decent amount of games over the last 2 months. He's actually been doing pretty well. He's been a little shaky, I guess, but certainly better than Byung, I think.
Do you think we might see Rush in the lineup?
I'd say it's a remote possibility, but it's not super likely. It's hard to tell with these playoff games, though. Every once in a while, you see really strange choices, given that they have to sort of dip into their talent pool.
Yeah, hopefully Iris, if they decide to go with Iris, hopefully he gets some wins, unlike last playoffs. I believe he lost to Perfect Man in a pretty awful game. Let's go on to Protosses. We've got, obviously, Snow and Movie. Who do you think will be the more preferred out of the two?
Well, there's a lot of Terrans going out on the current map pool, and Snow in the past has been really good at sort of sniping those maps. And so I think he's probably going to be, I think it's just going to be a repeat performance, essentially. I think we're going to see him on a map that there's a lot of PvTing on, and he's probably going to do okay, maybe super well. Movie is going to be played. I'm not super confident about how well he's going to be doing lately.
Alright, and let's go into Zergs. Obviously, efforts to Team Ace. If they decide to go with another Zerg, we've got I completely forgot about Chin Zerg, Hydra. Everybody forgets about him.
I'm a big fan of Hydra. I love that guy.
Yeah.
I love that guy so much.
Yeah, we got Hydra and, as we said before, Ryan. Do you know any other names? Other Zergs?
I don't know anything about these other Zergs that are on their lineup. So, I think Hydra's pretty likely to see play, actually.
Yeah, I completely forgot about Hydra. I guess we can call him the Forgotten Zerg.
I kind of forget about him, except for when he's playing against Protoss and he makes tons of Hydras. It makes me laugh every
time. Okay, so let's go on to lineup predictions for CJ. I'll start off. I do think they'll play Snow and Movie. And for Zerg, they'll obviously have effort. I think they will go for three Terrans, simply because they have, they have the three goodish Terrans compared to the other races. So I think they're going to go with Iris, Sky High, and Bubiong. What about
you? Yeah, I'd agree with that. Okay. No, I think that's an accurate analysis.
Okay. Alright, so is there anything else you want to talk about before we go on to NBC game against Sweemed Fox?
I have nothing else. I'm one of the few people on CL who doesn't go totally balls out for CJ, so.
Alright. Okay, so we're going on to NBC game against Sweemed Fox. I think this is going to be the more closer of the... Well, they're both close game. They're going to be both close games, but I think this one's going to be the more entertaining. First of all, we'll talk about NBC, and do you think their past poor performances in the past round will affect them this playoff?
I don't know if their past performances will affect them. I think they're one of the teams that stands to lose a lot by going to a best of seven rather than a best of five. I think their team gets significantly weaker once you get past their top two players as compared to a lot of the other playoff teams.
Yeah, although they did win a couple of years ago, they have developed little depth in their team. Like, I believe Amoeba was the Zerg player, was one to look out for, and then he just completely dropped off the radar. I believe he retired recently. We also got,
did he retire?
Yeah, I believe he retired because I haven't seen him in preliminaries, which is a shame because I thought he had lots of potential.
He's his official standings in TL or in TLPD show him at 2-0. So, interesting.
Yeah, we'll talk about the race depth charts. We'll start off with Terran. This one's obvious. We got C at the top, and then Light at second. What do you think of Light's recent poor performances? Do you think it's going to bring down NBC?
I'm inclined to say no, but it's so tough to tell. There's so many unknown factors that go into these games anyway. I would think that Light is probably going to bring his A game, and if he gets against a Zerg or a Terran, he should do fine, even though he's been looking a little shaky lately.
Yeah, definitely. It seems that Terran against Zerg is his most stable matchup, which is a shame because he's such a talented player, but he hasn't been able to get out of that hump of What C hasn't been able to get out of for the past 6 years? Well, let's talk about C. He's shown great performances lately, except for that game against Jadon yesterday. Do you think C will be the true ace of the team throughout the playoffs?
I do, yes. I always believe in C, especially in pro league games. Every once in a while he looks a little weird, but he's very consistent in general against all races. Especially, he's looked okay against Protoss lately, so I think he will definitely be their best player going forward here.
Yeah, definitely. I do think C has got his knack back. If you want to talk about NBC Terrans, you think of C and Light. They've also got other Terrans in Tiny, Koala, Gas, and Bassin. Do you think one of those Terrans might make an appearance, like Tiny or Koala?
I think there's a decent chance that one of them will, yes. Koala was kind of known for some offline stuff, wasn't he, really briefly?
I think he was a pretty good online player, yeah. Like, he was known, but he hasn't, like, lived up to his standard or his potential. I'm not really sure about Tiny and Gas. I do remember Gas. You watched Hyungjun becomes a pro gamer, right?
Yep.
Yeah. I believe Hyungjun nearly beat him on during a game. It was pretty funny.
That's awesome.
Yeah. Let's go on to Zergs. And honestly, NBC Zergs have been crapping it up lately. I mean, they haven't like barely scored a win, if I recall correctly. Do you think they'll step it up for the playoffs?
I don't really see it happening, but like I'm going to keep saying, I mean, you never really know with these things. I think they're definitely a weak link in the team, and it's one of the problems NBC has is once you drop out of their Terran lineup, they don't have a whole lot going for them. They have guys like Hyun, who every once in a while is good, but most of the time just sucks. Like Shark, who isn't that good, and Saints. And this isn't a great Zerg lineup, unfortunately.
Yeah, it sounds like that the best of five lineup works for them because they only need the two wins, and then someone like Seal Like could win it in the ace. But with the best of seven, they've lost most of their depth, and I don't see them winning any games. But going on to talk about Zergs, we've got looking at the lineup, we've got Hyun, Peace, Saints, Shark, Revival and MVP Zerg. We're going to obviously see Hyun. He's probably the best out of the lot at the moment. And Saint maybe as second string. What about do you think Shark is the captain of the team? Do you think he'll make an appearance with some sort of sniping strategy?
It'd be nice to see. I really don't know what their plan is when they go to a best of seven. Their lineup is just so shallow at this point.
Yeah, we should talk about the lineup. Just a brief talk about the Protoss lineup. We've got Han, or Tyson, as he likes to be known now. He's at the top of the depth chart, in my opinion. And then you've got Jaehoon, and then Iron, and then Pusan. Like, it's pretty funny that you see the MEC roster, and you got the Terrans of Light and Sea, but you look at the Protoss lineup, and you see they have lots of household names, so to say, because all of those have played in Pro League and are decent.
These are all the kind of guys, like, I love to watch them play because I like to see them win, but they're sort of the face of mediocrity, almost.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, Jaehoon is probably the star of mediocrity.
He's great on Judgment Day.
Yep, but apparently he can't beat Flash during the finals. That is also another topic I want to talk about, the decision makings of Coach Ha. I mean, Jaehoon in an ace match and all that jazz, it's very annoying.
Yeah, I think he I don't understand what he does. Most of the other coaches I can usually figure out or at least try to attempt to understand what it is that's going on, why they make the decisions they do, but NBC repeatedly makes these lineup choices that they don't make any sense to me.
Yeah, Yeah, definitely. I mean, I know he probably thinks that he does awesome in practice, he's going to win, but we all know as spectators that he's definitely not the favorite against most aces, you know, most ace games.
To be fair, he actually did okay in that game against Flash. There was a point in the middle of the game where it looked like he was going to win. So.
Yeah, but if you're going to put your money on it, you definitely go for Flash.
Yeah, well, situation. Of course.
Yeah. Let's talk about the possible lineups for NBC. We're obviously going to see C and Light. What about the next four positions? Who do you think will come out?
I'd like to say Koala has a decent shot. I'm very, very uncertain about all this, but I'd like to say Koala probably. Hyun will definitely be played. I think Tyson, between the Tyson, Jaehoon, and Busan trio, at least one of them will be played, maybe two, depending on how long the series goes. It'd be interesting to see some of these, like, lower-ranked A-teamers, because every once in a while you, in the earlier playoff games, you see that sort of a surprise, but who knows?
Yeah, I'd really like to see a Revival play. Apparently he's a pretty good B-teamer. He's done okay in the Dream League, if I recall correctly. We also got Claire Shield, who actually posts on Team Liquid. He posts in the iCup thread. Might be
Claire's also one of my favorite players of all time.
Yeah, he's I believe he's a very cheesy sort of player, if I'm not mistaken.
That's what the replays tend to say, at least the ones that get released.
Yeah. So any final words on NBC before we go on to WeMade?
I guess nope, that's it. I got nothing.
Alright, so I am excited about WeMade Fox. They have, in my opinion, probably the best depth in their team out of the six teams in a postseason. I was wondering if you agreed with my statement.
I get kind of iffy on statements like best or worst depth, but I do think theirs is very strong, and one thing they have going for them is all of their good players happen to play Terran, which is very fortuitous in this particular map pool. There's a lot of maps that are either Terran favored or Terran is very even out against all races, which is really nice for them. It's also really awesome just to see the trio of Baby and Nada and Midas play.
We can't forget Major. I mean, he's a bit crap, but at times he can pull it off. I mean, he won, I think. I forgot who it was. It was on Match Point, and it looked like he blew it, but he won it in the end. Let's talk about each of their respective races. We'll start with the Terrans, as usual. We've got Baby, Major, Midas, Mind, and Nada. Let's talk about the slumps of Baby and Mind. Do you think they will actually come out and play, or like Midas and Nada will lead the Terrans?
I think it's highly likely that one or both of them will play. I'm a little worried that Baby is one of those guys where he kind of busted out and he won a bunch of games and now people have figured him out, but definitely not enough time to tell if that's true yet. Mind is kind of off and on. He's good when he wants to be, so definitely a chance of him doing well.
What about Nada? Do you think he'll rip it up as he's done in the past round?
I feel like his role has sort of come to be the guy who steps in with a special build, or the guy who steps in as the team just sort of needs a veteran to go and do something cool. I'd like to see him play. I think there's a good chance of him seeing play. He's certainly done well enough. Fun to watch him win, which is good for me.
Yeah, definitely. Everyone wants to see Nada. Let's go on to the Zergs. We got Shine, Roro, Saxree and Hero join on their A team. Out of Shine and Roro, who do you think is the ace for WeMade?
I think Roro is a lot better than people understand him. I think he's a little bit better than Shine. I think he's a little more well rounded. They're both pretty even though. It's a tough call to make.
Yeah. What about the lower Zergs in Hero and Saxree, do you think they'll be playing, or do you think WeMade will be favoring a Terran heavy lineup?
I think they'll definitely be doing a Terran heavy lineup. Saxree I don't think he's super likely to play. Hero is a pretty good shot.
Alright, and we're going to the Protosses now. This, in my opinion, is probably the Wiimade Protoss line is probably one of the weakest Protoss lines in programming at the moment. We got Puro, Lucifer, and that's about it.
Yeah, I'm looking at these other guys. I don't even know who they are. I guess I know who Moon is just because I like his name.
I think he's the... Oh, yeah, I think he played a game, and he got pretty much raped, if I recall correctly. Going on topic of Pure, he did make the round 4 last season in the Korean Air Star League, but since then he's been pretty much sucking. I was talking with Wax Angel about Pure, and we've came to the conclusion he's pretty much a really mediocre Protoss. Do you think he'll be able to carry his weight for Wiimade?
I agree that he's mediocre, and one of the things that I know people used to talk about but kind of stopped now is Pure always seemed to be the type of player who is really good when he has time to prepare against who and what he's playing against, like on the map and the opponent, and he doesn't seem all that great at making up stuff on the fly, and so that's kind of why I think he stopped doing so well when the when it changed to lineups not being publicly released or however that works. But I don't think he's going to be doing super well here just because he tends to not be great if he has to adapt to things on the spot.
Alright, so let's conclude with the most likely Wiimade lineups. I'll start off. I do think that they will send out most of their Terran, so it will be but Baby, Midas, Mind, and probably Nidor. And then, honestly, I think they're going to send out no Protosses with the new raid system, so they'll probably send out Roar and Shine. What are your thoughts on the lineup for Wiimade?
Yeah, I'd agree with that. It depends on... I mean, I think there's a decent chance Pure will prepare some kind of specific build, and you might see him in like a game 6 or something, but it'll definitely be a turn-heavy lineup. I don't think anyone would disagree with you there. And I think Roro is a good shot of being sent out, so... Turn-heavy right. With the side of Zerg.
Okay, so, any other last words?
Nope, got nothing.
Alright, so let's make a final prediction for both the games. What do you think will be the final outcome of SKT against CJ?
That's a good question. It's really tough for me to objectively look at these just because I like SKT and I also enjoy seeing CJ. I want to say CJ has a slight edge, but it's really, really close.
Yeah, I do think... I think SKT will win. They've got better players playing at the moment, but it will be very close. It will definitely go down to the last day. What about NBC against Wiimade?
I think Wiimade has a pretty solid advantage. I'd like to see NBC do well, but realistically, I don't know how likely that is.
Yeah, NBC, like, their recent form doesn't suggest they're going to get any further, and Wiimade are pretty solid. Alright, so I guess that wraps up the podcast for this week. Any last words?
I should have thought of something witty to say here, but I got nothing. I have no last words at all.
Alright. Alright, that wraps it up. Thanks, everyone, for downloading this podcast and being able to stand my voice for the past 30 or so minutes. Next week, we'll have another podcast. This time, we'll be talking about the OSL with the lovable Snorlax Wax Angel. So, hopefully, we'll see you there again. So, goodbye from me and from Hayoka. Say goodbye, Hayoka.
Goodbye, Team Liquid.
All right, thanks for listening, guys. Cheers.